Party checks awaited Bohumil and Jana, both of whom were quite nervous about it, because it seemed that they would have quite a bit of trouble getting through them. Dvorak warned Bohumil that it would not be easy for him at all. "I think that Novikova and Danihelka will soap your steps. But you are lucky that the chairman of the commission is Breezer, and perhaps that Bohr will be there too, and you are their favorite." "I definitely don't think so. I did sit with them in the pub a few times, but they treated me more like a necessary evil than their favorite. I think they would gladly throw me out. And Novikova and Danihelka will certainly do everything possible to smear me." The Bohumils really counted everything possible, signing 2,000 words, signing a resolution of the People's Militias to the 14th Congress of the Communist Party condemning the occupation of troops, speaking out against the entry of troops. They added a tradesman background, official work during the protectorate, a church funeral, the work of his wife. He argued that everyone signed those 2,000 words. But here was a counter-argument. They said that some of them were new here, they were looking around, but when they saw that experienced workers had signed it, they let themselves be influenced and now they regret it. Here he saw exactly the argument of Novikova and Danihelka. Breezer and Bohr credited him with participating in the suppression of the demonstration in August 1969. Even though Slepica did not join his department and everyone was surprised that he did not put more pressure on him, and some even thought that he supported him in this. He also learned that there was intervention in his favor from the Central Committee of the Communist Party. He had some acquaintances there from the Sazak years, and perhaps Antonin had joined in. They also called him to the state security. If he was to pass, he needed to do economic analyses for them according to his real knowledge and not distorted by the leadership or official ideology. Then Breezer explained it to him in the pub. "So you survived thanks to me, but that Vopekak and that Novikova, they were there to talk about you. They didn't name you directly, but everyone knew they were talking about you. You can also thank Bohr. He said that those who were there in August 1969 must pass." "And who is that Vopekak?" "Then I'll say Danihelka." "And why Vopekak?" "When the militia was out and they were roasting sausages, he kept walking around the deputy with a stick and telling him, 'Comrade deputy, you don't want to roast a sausage,' and so he kept offering it to him all evening. Jana, but she didn't pass the background checks. They counted her enthusiasm for the revival process and her opposition to the entry of troops. She argued that the presidium of the Central Committee of the Communist Party stated in its statement that it considered this act to be contrary not only to all the principles of relations between socialist states, but also to the denial of the basic norms of international law. And Rudy Pravo published the headline "The Occupation of Czechoslovakia, a Blow to Socialism. Yugoslavs and Romanians Stand Up for Us." Ceausescu called it a shameful moment in the history of the workers' movement. Well, it didn't help much, but considering her post-war development, they didn't expel her, they just crossed her out with the understanding that if she improves in the future, she can return to the party.